What's up, everybody? Welcome to another show at our Life Change Cut. Today, we got a little curveball we're going to throw y'all. Today is going to be an interview. The one and only we're going to be interviewed today is Sovereign, the one and only, and I'm Joker J. And we're going to dive deep inside the crazy, unknown mind of Sovereign.
Y'all ever watch Yu-Gi-Oh? I'm Yami. That's Yugi.
So we like, so I don't know what we're gonna find deep inside that mind, but I'm gonna make sure to see what we can pull out.
Introduce myself.
Yeah, introduce yourself, man.
So I know I'll just pretend some of y'all don't know me. So my name is Zoe Terrell Fields, aka Sovereign, aka DJ Casey the Truth. But most of y'all know me as Sovereign. Some of y'all do know me as DJ Casey the Truth, but you know. I usually only use my real name when I am actually being Zoe. I do use Sovereign as my more stage name, or when I'm, for those who see me when I do the show or listen or whatever videos, that's the one where I'm more animated. That is not necessarily an act, but, you know, a persona.
Nice. That's nice. I want to start from the very beginning to day zero. Where was you born, man?
Born under a full moon at 6:00 p.m.
For real?
That's a literal real story. But no, I really was born at 6 p.m. So, you know, every time my birthday comes, which mine did pass at 6 p.m. that's officially when I turn my age. But born, you know, my good mother. Very loving, caring, sweet mom, barely cuss. I've only heard my mom cuss one time in my life. My dad, you know, soldier, hard dude, loving guy, though.
How many brothers and sisters you got?
Got a lot of motherfuckers.
If you have any.
I have 2 brothers, 3 sisters. I am the oldest of 6.
You're the oldest.
Yes, sir.
Of 6.
Of 6.
Top of the pole. Okay, God, no. Like, do you love all of them equally?
No. You can never love. Nah, that real fact. I love them all, but you can never love everyone equally. Like, everyone's like, and not like I'm saying, oh, I love you like this much. No, you know, just like you might grow a bond. It's so many people, so other people grow different bonds with other people.
Here's a hard question. If you had a choice, which parent would you pick? Your mom or your dad? You can even say which. You got both hanging off the cliff.
You're talking about that situation?
Both hanging off the cliff.
I'm trying to save both of them. I thought you were meaning like, who do I prefer? But yeah. That's a hard question. I'm trying to save both of them. But knowing the situation, my dad probably make me save my mom first.
So. Yeah. Dang.
But in a less threatening life situation, younger me was more of a mom's boy, and older me is more of a daddy's boy. So I grew more close to my father as I got older, and then my mom was more close to her when I was younger.
I got a question to ask you, man. Everybody going to be wondering, who and why did your parents name you Zoe?
Because of a movie, and plus it means life, but it was a movie. It was a character named Zoe. By the way, my middle name is, I was named after a female singer. Her name was Terrell. I can never remember that. What's the name of that song? Didn't she do a song with, who sang that song? Twisted or, damn it, what's the fuck that
name? I can't even remember.
Yep, Keep Sweat. She did a song with Keep Sweat. Her name was Terrell. Hold on, I'm gonna look that shit up. But you could tell.
Okay.
But that's where I got the name from, because my mama liked her.
Right, we got the baby Zoe Sovereign, born at 6 p.m. on a full moon. That might go down to another question for later on. Okay.
Born an angel.
Born an angel.
A demon.
Nah, you a demon.
Demon.
That's another
time.
Question for later. How was your, I want to ask you, okay, you're growing up, but how was your school life, man?
Terrible. Not Well, be honest, I'll be without joking. Elementary school, from what I remember, was not that bad. It's nice. But we did like move around a lot. Like I went to a lot of different schools. I think elementary was fine, you know, normal, nothing. Middle school got bullied a lot.
What?
Motherfuckers was assholes.
Who was bullying you? Like
all of them. Niggas. All the niggas, crackers, girls. And girls are bullying because they like me. That's weird.
God dog. That's that old school style.
Yeah, Helga G. Pataki. I actually had a Helga G. Pataki.
You had a Helga G. Pataki?
Yeah.
That little bullying, and then when nobody ain't looking, just sorry.
It's making my loins throb.
Oh man, and I want to ask, I know you said you was like the oldest of how was that like? How was that lifestyle?
Being such as a huge older, family?
as the oldest child, and then y'all just
you
living.
Are as the oldest, you are the protector. You have to be the more responsible one. You are looked at as like you're supposed to be something, and then everyone look up to you because you're supposed to be something.
Yeah,
so that's a lot of pressure as the oldest. So he's like, you gotta be something. I can't like, not saying I want my siblings to succeed, and they have some of them are doing good things. A lot of them, to be honest, all of them doing good things. But you don't want to be that one, especially as the older you got to make it.
Do you still feel like that now that everybody?
Yep.
More grown.
You don't. No, and everybody, people can say that now. That who wants to be the child that the parents be like,
oh man,
that's the screw up.
Oh no, like you feel like that's a lot of pressure being the oldest, and then you like you feel like they might put that on you like that.
Not necessarily, but that's a pressure that you always have. Not necessarily saying like my parents have put that on me, but no, that's a pressure you will have. It's just as the oldest child.
Man, I didn't know that. You know. Like for all the.
Single, like someone is single. More normal as a like Lady in Red is technically a only child, but not technically, but kind of. I mean, you really, you know, the golden child, you know,
golden child,
you know, you had your face all over the goddamn place, and you know that's the one.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They hide you in the corner. That's the nigga.
Oh, wait. Oh,
that's
oh,
my other.
God,
but at least as the oldest, or like, even if you like an only or the oldest child, you are never like forgotten.
Yeah.
Like, that's that nigga.
Permanent
right
place. Like,
yeah, you're permanent. You that's where you at.
There ain't no middle, no youngest.
You'll never get babied. But.
Yeah, but, it's crazy. You never got baby. You had to learn everything first.
Yeah, like, boy, that's how I be. You the first nigga.
Dog.
You know what I mean? Let me tell you what happened as a child. How many times I've almost died?
Whoa.
Choked on plastic. Mama accidentally burnt me. That was not her fault, but I still have a scar. Fell off the bed. Almost drowned.
Oh, my goodness. You're like, you
mean, but, you know, I was the test giggity pig. You learn not to let babies fall in the water.
Hold on, so like you literally like it's like everything. That
no, was I was a little older when I fell in the water, but still. Now, and then, to be fair, my parents weren't there. My dad was fucking pissed when he got there and found out what happened. Y'all let my son just.
All my younger siblings should thank me. They
didn't
have
to
go through what I went through.
You know niggas ain't shit because they used to brand that shit up all the time. Ah, you almost drowned!
Whoa, what the heck?
The fuck?
That's not.
Yeah, nigga, that's crazy.
Can't say you almost drowned. Take sibling. You was in there drowning, going, gas my air, going.
The Lord saved me. I seen a flashing light and I swam up to the top of the land.
So when we speak of the top of the land, why is the name Sovereign came to be?
Gotta start all the way from what's it called? From high school.
Oh, so we still
now a lot of people think I gave myself the name King. I call myself King. No, people gave me that. That is a moniker I got given King. And then I put the Zo at the end. So King Zo is when I started for everything. Wanted to be like, that's me. Fun fact, my rapper name would have been Lil Payne, but that didn't fly too well. So we changed that. But, you know, I took the King part and I put Zo, King Zo. But then there was a rapper named King Zo. I don't even think he rap anymore. And I was like, dang, I got to be something else. So, you know, I started DJing with DJ Ballman, those who know. And I was like, I like DJing. And preferably Chopped and Screw. Got really good at it.
That was a specialty.
Yes, I love Chopped and Screw. I've done other mixes, made beats, but Chopped and Screw, that's my shit. It's because of DJ Boss Man and DJ Slim K. Slim K is actually pretty big Chopped and Screw. I've actually did a post one time, so he actually knows. Because I was like, dude, I listened to you. And the reason I started chopping. So those are the two DJs that got me in the Chopped and Screw.
Yeah, inspirations, huh?
But then I started doing it because it's fun. It's like, I like how it sounds. Then you on a night when you driving nighttime, I'll get you some syrup. Don't drink the syrup. Just get regular drink and listen to it. Yeah, but being allegedly high and listening to Chopped and Screw music, that shit is whack. And not in a whack, not in like a bad way, but like good. Just that shit crazy. Like, it makes the song different in a good way.
Good. I feel like all them vibrations and stuff and just listening.
You literally make a whole fucking new song from chopping and screwing. And if you mix it right, it's a new song.
Everybody got their genre and specialty. So Chopping Screw was your genre and specialty right there.
Mm-hmm.
This is a DJ KZ the Truth. Chopped and Screw. That was your slogan, huh?
Oh, and then and my little sound bite I would have is, damn, I wish I had it. The dude, it was from one of them y'all ever watched what was it, Ego Raptor? Or?
Oh yeah, Ego Raptor. Was, yeah,
when they did the noir game, and it's like, hey Frankie, look at this, and he would do the shit. Like, I took that sound bite and I would always use that. But that's how I got started with that, and that's where DJ KZ the Truth came from. And then eventually, I just was like, what's something I can call myself that means still king? And I was like, Sovereign. And I was like, why not? There we go. And that's how Sovereign came along. It all connects.
Yeah, we got that message solved right there. And I want to ask you to add up on that. Do you still got that DJ passion up in you?
Yeah, a little bit. By the way, I am going to re-release all my old stuff, make sure it sounds better, and re-release it.
Remix, remaster.
So those are going to be out there. I might do a new one. It's been a long time, but I may do a new chop. Just depends how things going.
That's good. It's cool. And and I still remember you said school was horrible. So like, I gotta ask you the question: is there anybody ass you regretted not beating?
Lots of
in
asses.
High school. Because I feel like everybody had that experience. Like damn, I should have put that nigga ass or something. Like, god dog. If you were ever
without naming names.
Yeah.
Black Nick now.
They gotta be black.
A nigga used to fuck with me and his group of friends. He could have got it, and all of them could have got it. And they all would have got it. I got stopped. But then.
Finding something that you do that makes you happy.
Yeah.
Not finding something that you do because that's the sound.
Fun fact. My bad. Fun fact is. There is an actual cap of happiness for your money, and it's not what most people think. It's not in the millions. It's actually the higher, the
600K.
Yeah, around about that is when people are actually happy financially and with their lives. Because you don't, who really, think about it. What the fuck you gonna be buying with that much money? Even if you had half a million, what the fuck, what? You should be fine.
Well, we really just want
yes.
Yeah,
you
just
want enough money to go
tiger.
Around the world.
You need
a fucking
tiger. You got tiger. I'm not saying I want that. I'm just throwing some shit at you.
Tiger. Fucking tiger. Mike Tyson. That's what I was thinking too. I was like, man, you're trying to be like Mike Tyson.
I wouldn't want that, but that's probably what he wanted.
Had me watching Mike Tyson talking about he want to stomp on kids nuts or something.
Oh, yeah. He was depressed.
Look, if I had, my goal is this. I want a meal, but it's for a reason.
Constant.
Yeah, it's not because just for me. If it was just for me, I'd be fine. I'm trying to do some things for my community and the world. I want to help my people. So I need a little more extra. Boom, boom, boom. Now, if it was just me, six figures would be fine. I'd probably live less than that and be fine. But for my family and all that shit, like, I'll give you an example. Each of my kids, I probably have two or three. Each kid, before they get to college, they will have 10 grand. I will make sure before they fucking graduate, they will have 10 grand in an account.
Yeah.
So they can start life with 10 grand. Now, I will have a talk with them depending on what they want to do. They go to school, which I would hope they would try and get, what's it called, scholarships and shit if they want to go to school, saying I spend that 10 grand on school. So now you going to school for free and you got 10 grand in your fucking pocket. How many kids really got that shit?
And 10 grand is just an example, just in case in the future, obviously, you're going to be more than that. So
I don't know. But I mean, they don't need that much. But look, out of all of us, if we start off with 10 grand to start life,
no. Our parents didn't know nothing.
I started with a dollar and a dream. And good luck. My dad told me, my dad loved me to death. My dad said, look, financially, I can't help you, but I'm deaf.
That's cool.
Oh, shit. I said, thanks, Dad.
Oh, man. I got another curveball question. Hold on.
Oh, y'all,
get up.
Don't get up.
All right, this is for the man right here. I'm not going to include myself in this.
Not a move.
I'm a man, but I ain't gonna prove myself in this. I'm just asking the questions. Y'all had y'all whole phase, y'all man whole phase,
what's
or y'all still phase? Doing it?
What's a whole phase?
I don't know. What is a whole phase? You have a definition of a whole phase?
Men don't really have whole phase. Not really. It's not really a whole phase.
I feel like we already supposed to do that.
I mean, it depends on the guy.
A man with a whole phase.
Not really. Oh, now you're a man.
That's just
a fucking. That's a slut. You a nasty motherfucker. You just fucking every bitch. Like, every bitch.
Wait, let me rephrase the question. Yeah, I feel like
every bitch.
Yeah, has it gotten to a point where like, nah, I don't need that right now.
Are you talking about like putting pussy before everything?
Yeah.
If you put pussy before everything else.
Call me a
jobber.
I got the master key.
No, I've had not a whole phase, but there was like not necessarily just going after multiple women, but just you put pussy before you. Then I've been there, but then you got to realize what's more important. Is pussy amazing?
It is. Mm-hmm.
Money nice too. Getting your life together nice too. Pussy will be there. Pussy gonna always be there.
Because right now there's people going around. You know, it's like younger people that's going around and saying like they trying to say pussy is our only end goal. Like, that's all. Like you achieve in life to get that instead of just being happy. So that's what they try to say.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I know for a fact with me when it comes down to it, it's like if you're supposed to say a whole phase, well,
I mean like your goal.
I think that's what society puts us as in regards to like men are naturally supposed to be the predator.
Yeah.
You're supposed to get anything like go after. In regards to women, you're not supposed to allow anything to get you. So if I'm getting everything, it's bad, but at the same time, I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm naturally just getting whatever I want.
But it is true, as me and you, we're trying to.
We're spreading the seed.
Yeah, it's in our DNA. Yeah. It's not normal for us to want more.
Think about your think about your grandparents. How many baby mamas they really had?
Yeah.
How, your grandmama. Your grandma.
You
one?
About seven.
Shoot.
That's what you know. I'm just fucking with you.
About seven of them.
I'm just saying. There's a lot of grandparents out there with that man 16 kids. Ain't no
problem. Now, my adopted granddad, more than one of them. My biological granddad, one. My adopted granddad, before he passed, he'll tell you he was a Rolling Stone.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to subscribe to official WCOD Studios and also WCOD Studios. The YouTube channels are out there popping. We be streaming, we be talking, we be vlogging, and you need to go check it out. Don't forget about the Instagrams and, of course, the podcast. So go show some love, WCOD Studios. Yes, sir! Ladies and gentlemen, I know y'all be seeing how fresh I look with my cut. And it's only one place in town I will ever go. Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, you want to look fresh for a date? You want to look good for a business meeting? You want to look good for an interview? Anything is possible. Go to Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, they got a full arcade. They got a bar. I'm telling you, positive vibes. And I'm telling you the facts. Now check out my boy Kevin, and he will hook you up. Show love.